remember I turned 15. I was like,
15.
I was like, shit, like, actually officially old. Like, no.
Love the mute button.
Yeah, I don't have anyone muted.
I do.
I think I'm more confident when I'm with someone. Girl, online. Yeah. No, but how fucked up is this in my brain?
Welcome to How I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends. The girls brought them on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas. And you're live.
Yeah.
And we're back again. So if you're returning to us, welcome back.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for coming back again. Yeah. And if you're new, welcome.
Hi.
I still forget there's cameras on.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, guys. On this week's episode, we talked about things we wish we knew in our 20s.
Oh, there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things. Valuable lessons that we wish we had known, that we, you know, we've shared with other people that are younger.
Yep.
You've shared some with us.
Yep.
About friendships, money, relationships, life, everything.
Yeah.
Hindsight is great.
Yeah.
It's great looking back and be like, I should have done that, should have, could have, and you just didn't.
Now, we're not experts.
We're not.
In the 20s, me being 28, Cher being 25, yeah. But from what we've learned so far, so we wanted to share them.
We can do another one when we're in the 30s.
Oh, my drink 30s edition.
For phone a friend, you help us with a dilemma about a girl whose boyfriend's friend has been lodging in their new home for
literally
too long. 4 months. And he's eating all their bits.
Nah.
Turkey bacon.
He's just on the Mickey now.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Taking the piss. And she's wondering how she can approach the situation and get him out in the nicest way possible. Maybe it is Blair in this episode. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll see. But enjoy.
Enjoy.
I've just come from Egypt.
I'm literally fresh off a flight.
Anyone watching on video, so we're now on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have full video episodes. I had my airport outfit. I was like, I can't wear that thing. So I wore it to the airport. I wore it back from the airport. I'm sitting here unshowered.
It's fine.
I had no time. I landed at 20 to 1. Casey took ages to come out. And I had to come straight. There's a shower in here, actually.
There is a shower in here. One. You could have used it in here.
But like, I showered about 12 hours ago.
You're fine, don't be silly.
Honking
himself. No, you're not, you're fine. Don't be
No, silly. I don't think I was a sweaty girl.
It literally looks like there's two type of friends in a best friend group.
There was Egyptian girl.
Pink and colourful and bright and beautiful. And then there's me, who just always looks like she's rocking around.
I wish I could wear neutrals, but I don't look nice in them.
I just always look like I'm going to a funeral or like just...
Oh, that necklace is really nice.
Thanks so much, bird.
Is it your name on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Linnet.
So cute. Really cute. Cute.
yeah, no, I'm a neutral gal.
I wish I could.
I'm not colourful. I don't feel confident in colours.
Do you not?
Not really, no.
I don't feel confident in neutrals.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I just like to blend into the crowd.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it's even that for me. It's like, wash me out, I think.
Probably just the same to me, but I just...
No, it just doesn't... I look weird.
I also think, though, so many years of being a makeup artist, I'm just attracted to black.
You're used to
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like...
True, that was your whole wardrobe.
Oh, my God. Even when I wasn't in work, like, I'd always just gravitate towards black. I felt really, like, professional, always wearing black.
Yeah.
But I still remember the full outfit.
Did you have to wear, like, a certain thing?
We weren't allowed to have our toes out.
Oh.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to wear open-toed shoes. Oh, that's just health and safety, like...
Why, in case something drops on your foot?
Yeah, and, yeah. I don't think it'd be very...
Hygienic or something, is it?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't imagine you had a big like fungi toenail or something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really be
around
looking
makeup
great.
Counter, yeah.
But I used to wear those big chunky black boots with
the knee high or the over the knee ones, no.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
The over the knee ones and the short Chelsea ones. The chunky ones with the heel. And I used to wear the Joanie jeans?
Died for Joanie jeans.
A pair of skinny black Joanie jeans. And like just some sort of a black top. But I used to strut through Leafy Valley with that trolley
shit.
Thinking I was the dog's bollocks and then having your brush belt on you and all.
I always wanted a brush belt.
It felt so professional.
I remember I got one when I was younger, I got one with my Bratz doll, but it was like a hairdressing belt and I loved wearing it.
I love.
Ever since Shin.
I still
was like
have
fucking 8 years of age. I'm like, snatched
me.
Snatched.
I still have my Inglot one. I found it the other day. Yeah. And
your name's in it.
Well, we nail varnished the buckles. Well, I did anyway. Aww. I nail varnished my buckle so I'd know
whose was
who.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'd like to put it on and just...
Looking back though, Joanie jeans weren't actually, well, on me. They weren't flattering.
I don't think they were...
I feel like they were terrible.
We all just loved them. Or, do you know what? I saw a TikTok the other day of a girl and she was I think she was English, but she was like, I'm going to bring you way back. If you know this outfit, if you had this outfit, please comment and let me know. As soon as she put it on, it brought me the whole way back. The American Apparel leggings.
The disco leggings.
Ones,
yeah, but you get them from Catch, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think I had one pair of the real ones.
Yeah.
And the bodysuit that they sold in American Apparel, the other like halter neck one, it was backless.
Oh my God. Yeah. That, if you had that outfit, you were the iconic.
Oh my God.
Lay the house down.
Me and the girls all used to have like a different pair of the leggings each, and we'd all rotate. Yeah. I remember my friend had a gold pair and I was obsessed with them.
God.
Yeah, bright gold. I had a red fake pair.
I didn't have a real ones.
I think I had real black ones and then I had fake red ones. And
did they have a button on them? Or were they just a legging? Yeah,
no, they had a button on
them. Because I just had a legging from like a Catch or something.
Yeah, I think that's where my red ones were from. But I remember going to an 18th or something at the time. I think I must have only been like 16 though, going to an 18th. And I had the red leggings on with a pair of fake Jeffrey Campbells.
Yeah. I died for that.
With a cropped, this little cropped off the shoulder top that had loads of colourful butterflies on it. And then my hair, I did my hair myself into a bow. Remember, you used to do the bow?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it huge bow?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was probably all my own natural hair as well at the time. But did my own little bow.
That was like, if someone had a bow back in the day, they were the shit.
Oh, like, I thought I was so cool.
I think mine, when I think of an outfit like that, like I wore, remember striped leggings?
Yep.
Terrible. Like, so see-through.
Oh.
And then like a little, I had a band, like a little band top that was like, you know, like a little boob.
Literally
scoop,
just, yeah.
And it was an American flag and Vans with socks.
Oh,
me and the girls used to wear like white Converse with socks proper like sticking out,
like the socks above the Converse
way above. Oh. We'd all, the problem wasn't that, it was us all wear, every single one of us had them on.
Oh yeah,
like, and they were probably filthy, we didn't care,
we were all just clones of each other.
Yeah, I remember someone was like, oh, you all wear white Converse, and we were so offended because they were saying that we all wear them, like that we all, like, saying in a bad way that we're all the same.
That was
like,
the thing at the time.
Yeah, I know.
We all wanted to look like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all just wanted to literally look like a little girl band.
Blend in. Like, yeah.
It was cute, though.
I know. And or skater dresses. I used to love them.
I don't think I was a skater dress girl. I was a rosary bead girl.
Them and Vans or Converse was the shit.
I was a rosary bead girl and a holy bracelet kind of girl.
I was holy bracelet, not rosary beads.
I was rosary beads.
I'm rosary beads now.
Are you rosary beads now?
Yeah, I got rosary beads. Like,
my granny always said, fashion always makes a comeback. It literally comes back in loop.
Just in a more, it comes back a little bit.
In a cooler way. Like.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be wearing the plastic ones. Like.
I'd wear a pair of American Apparel leggings out now.
Do you know what? They kind of remind me of the ones, the cuckoo.
Yeah. That like, kind of outfit.
It's the same.
Yeah.
I'd wear it on a night out.
Yeah.
Happy day. Anyone selling any American leggings? Are they still around, actually?
No, there used to be one on the end of Grafton Street, wasn't
that
there?
Was like, I remember going in and being like, oh God. And I was so young cool. I don't think I ever could afford anything.
Oh, I got one thing, literally.
No.
One thing.
I bought Joanie jeans off Depop as well, because they were so expensive.
I probably robbed my mum's purse to go in and buy them, like, let's be real. Yeah, I don't think I was working around. Jesus.
Well, today I'm wearing an outfit straight from Egypt.
It's beautiful. I really love it. What does it say? It says Egypt.
Charm El Sheikh.
Charm El Sheikh.
Yeah, which is where I was. But basically what
I was like, Caramel Sheikh.
This one, I had no outfit for the desert, right? So I wore my shorts and then I got this top, but I cut off the end and I cut off the neckline.
I was going to say, did you like...
So this, had, that, this cool. had a neckline, I just cut off.
A DIY job?
Yeah, and then I got these, apparently these are Egyptian cotton, I don't know now how true that is, but very comfy pantaloons.
They're beautiful.
If you're watching on video, you can see them.
I really like them.
Yeah.
You better get a wear out of them again now.
I will, I wear them on the beach. Yeah. I didn't even wear them in Egypt, I bought them for like...
Coming on.
Holiday, yeah. But I do a spin every month.
Go on, give us an L.
We're on video on full, I know. Full video on YouTube.
Give us an L. OOTD.
Egyptian cotton.
I love. No, they're beautiful. And your little hand tats. Tell me about them.
So I got henna's done. So these are...
Does that go on brown?
It goes on like a dark... It nearly looks black. It's that dark brown. And then it just fades. So this one I got a day before or two maybe. And then this one I got after. So that one's still a bit darker.
It's but it's so pretty.
It's so quick.
Would it make you Manhattan tattoos?
No.
No.
I'd get sick of them.
Yeah, yeah. If you were looking at them so much.
For too long. But it was so relaxing getting done. That this one I didn't want to get. I just wanted it because it was so relaxing to get. I seen him at the pool.
No,
I was like,
I like the two.
Gamal, come here. Give me another. Quick.
No, I love.
Yeah, I love
Very
it.
Very cute.
But yeah, I had a lovely time.
Did you?
I cried saying bye to all the hotel staff. They're too nice.
Aren't they?
And just like, I've never been to Africa before. I didn't realise I was in Africa.
I didn't know you were in Africa either.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Until like, we were there a good few days and I copped it.
So Egypt is on the continent of Africa, is it?
Attached to Sudan, like. Like, the, yeah. But Sharm el-Sheikh, I don't know, is like a town they built just for like tourists, apparently they were saying.
Oh.
So like all everyone who works there is not from there, because no one is, there's very few people that are actually from there. Like a small amount of workers that would live there, but they're all from like Cairo, which is a good bit up, but like they're just all so nice.
Were they lovely?
So nice. And just like their culture and like everyone just so, it's like, I feel like the place, the people make a place.
Of course, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so nice. But I got a massage done one day. It was absolutely terrible.
Oh, why?
It was just really sore.
Spray the back off you?
It wasn't even relaxing. I was so like, and she sat cracking me and I was like, I don't think.
Oh, I love that.
You're meant to be, no, I don't think masseuse is meant to be cracking you though.
Oh, yeah, maybe she wasn't licensed.
You know what I mean? I was like, and at the start, first of all, she put a towel, my face down in the bed, which is fine.
Mm.
Wraps a towel around my head. So I was like, right, it's pitch black dark now. Then sits on my back and I was like, what is going on? I thought she was kind of like, I don't know what was going on. I never had someone sit on my back before.
Was it expensive?
No. It was like 60 for us both. We had a jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, massage, and a, oh, what are they called? I don't know what the name is.
What?
I can't remember.
Describe it to me.
I don't know. It's like you basically get all the dead skin peeled off it. You just see the ground after it's all your dead skin. But that day I got with sunburn.
Like a scrub
I
was so thing? Fresh.
Yeah. But the pain of it, like they scrub you and then they put like a big foam on you. What's it called? That's going to annoy me. But anyway, it's a Turkish thing apparently. Rub that off and then massage. But the massage was just so unrelaxing. And me and Lauren were in the same room as each other. We were just both laughing.
No. Yeah.
Like, Lauren, how are you getting on? She's like, good. It was, and then we were massaging my head. But they were like, rubbing it like that. Like, I don't want that on my head.
Did you not? Could you not tell her? Like,
I was like, softer, softer, softer.
Oh, did you say
something? Yeah, no, but Lauren said it first. And I was like, thank God. I was like, it's not just me. And I was like, me too, please. No cracking, no cracking. And she's like, you want more cracking? No, no.
She's like, cracking you like a pretzel.
Like, rubbing my hair like that. I was like, stop, please.
See, I'd say some people like it like that. And then others.
But look, when Lauren went last year, she got a lovely relaxing massage. So that's why we went again. To that, it's got the same place.
Maybe she just wanted to torture you for the day.
Yeah, they were having a laugh.
Yeah, she said, you know what?
I think they actually were.
That's absolutely
like, pulling my toes now.
Oh, cracking your toes?
Well, it was nothing was cracking. But she's like, I was like, why is she pulling my tootsies?
She was wanking your little toe.
Oh, dirty, pulling dirty. The toe off. But yeah, no, it was so good.
Yeah.
I think what else? Oh, I missed my fly.
Yeah.
I still don't really understand.
I don't either. I don't know how you got that so wrong.
So basically, let me look at the calendar dates because I'll be confused. So we booked...
To fly home.
We booked the hotel until Sunday. So the 21st was our last night there. So we're checking out on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
But then the flight we booked was...
The 22nd.
The 22nd.
At 12:40.
Yeah.
When you were still asleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
But we thought that 12:40, like we...
Was that...
We were thinking of the date, not the time. So obviously the 21st night is the 22nd.
Yeah, you should have flown the night before. When
yeah,
you
we
went
missed
to bed.
My whole day.
Yeah.
So I went, rocked up to the airport. Da, da, da. Like, sad to go home, whatever.
I don't know, how did you not get notified that you didn't get on the flight? Why isn't that
was like, Lauren was like, oh, it would not let me check in. I was like, oh, I'm just checking when we get there. Like, two drugs.
No.
I didn't even check. I just was like, yeah, grand. And it went, rocked up. I was like, oh, I have Curiosity M, which is to upgrade because I just wanted to see.
Yeah.
And they put me off to like a side little till or whatever, another check-in guy. And he was like, upgrade, your flight was yesterday. I was like, what? And I just knew straight away what we'd done, like the mistake we'd made. But anyway, had to pay for a new flight.
Much was the new flight?
It was going to be 450 economy or 600 business.
Six for business.
Yeah. I mean, it was worth
not
it because
lie.
I wouldn't have slept at all and I had to come straight to the podcast.
Yeah.
If I hadn't have had that. Mm. Like, it wasn't even flat seats. It was just like a little bit.
Just more spacious.
Back.
Was
no, it?
It
was like you could lie like.
Who would you fly
at
with?
Like a ninth acute angle.
Oh. Like no, obtruse is bigger, I think.
Yeah, obtuse angle.
Is it obtuse like, or truce?
Obtuse.
Obtuse?
I was an obtuse angle on the plane.
And acute as
but my problem. Leg, every time I went, my leg's like this leg died.
Oh.
Then I went, this leg died.
Who would you fly with?
Turkish Airlines.
Both ways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I've gone over to British Airways to London and then stopped, went over, but yeah. God. Then we had to pay two extra nights in the hotel as well.
At least you got two extra days.
One extra day. But our flight then was at 4:45 this morning. So we had to still keep the whole room for the whole day.
Oh, that's kind of
so
annoying.
So we paid it for it, yeah. But look,
you won't be making that mistake again, girl.
I've made it before, I'm pretty sure. But no, I haven't showed up at the airport. I've copped it before.
It is an easy mistake to make, though. I feel like once it's an a.m. time, but especially when it's like 12 a.m.
I've never flown that time, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a really weird time to fly.
Still confused.
Like, just, I think Dublin Airport closes between certain times. Like, I think Dublin Airport only opens at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I don't think you can fly after
11 or 12.
I think you can land.
Yeah, but I don't think you can fly out.
No.
So maybe we're just not.
Well, Sharm Airport is mad. But like, basically then that night we thought like, fucking 2 hours, we were like, oh, we might just get on this flight then. Because there was the same flight at that time on the next day when we arrived.
Yeah.
So we were like, grand, we might just get on this. And then they were like, yeah, the flight's full. And we were like, what? The flight from Istanbul to Dublin would have been full, not the other one. So we could have got to Istanbul, we would have been stuck there. So that was fine. Then we were trying to book a new flight and we were singing to them to try and get good price.
Please, we like, let me fly.
No, you know, and Lauren taught me these like Arabic songs.
Yeah, all Lauren's songs are Arabic and I loved them all.
Wilhelmi Day. Inaswadi.
I love them.
We were singing. And then we were like, special price. And the guys at the airport were like, fuck off. But then they gave a special price.
Oh.
So it's good.
Yeah.
But like, that's the upgrade for business. That was like only 100 euro because it was dollars.
What would you have done if you'd have been like, girls, there's no flight for another like week? Swim home.
No, I hate that feeling of being trapped somewhere though. I was like, yeah, just wanna, like,
that's so scary.
But too funny, we showed up back up at the airport at the hotel.
They were like, what are these doing?
There was these two guys, right, and they work in the hotel, but they work as the taxi men.
Okay.
They run
concierge kind of person.
And we met them and they were too funny. Like, two of them were just so happy and like just like best friends, and they had the same name and all. And I was like, they remind me of something. I don't know what it is. It's the two fellas out of Shark Tale. Do you know the two jellyfish?
No.
Do you not know them?
I probably watched that once when I was like 8.
No, Shark Tale, I've heard them. They're just them.
Okay.
And they're like proper bopping off each other and all. They're literally them. But they were pissing themselves. They just seen us rock my up out of the taxi being like,
hi.
And then the next day everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you back?
Was the taxi far from the airport? Or the hotel?
No. 10 minutes, it was fine. But yeah, it's not an idea. So good. See no sharks.
Oh yeah.
I got bitten by sand mites.
Never seen you with so many bites in my life.
When I do a camera, do you want to see all my bites?
Will I pick it up? Do you think? She is bitten to bits.
Can you see? It needs a bit of moisture.
I've never seen you like that.
Ooh.
What are sand mites?
Sand fleas.
Ooh.
Disgusting.
They literally live in the sand.
Yeah. And it was night time on the beach. It was like a beach little cafe thing. And we were sitting on rugs, so I thought it'd be fine, but I could just feel myself getting itchy, and now I just feel itchy and scratchy everywhere.
Itchy and scratchy? Yeah. What's itchy and scratchy again? That's out of a cartoon.
Simpsons.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And then went scuba diving for the first time.
You did? Did you lie and say that you've never fainted before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Waiting on that. As soon as I saw you being able to do it, I said, she lied on that form.
I wasn't allowed in the Great Barrier Reef. Yeah. Safe and fainted. But like, it was literally twice or something, and it was like,
yeah, I think they were just trying to save themselves.
And also, they like proper hold on to the, like, I had to wrap so his hands is out like this, mm-hmm. in like a, I don't know, what was his card as? Holding, he's right. Clasping his hands together, yeah, and then I had to clasp my hands through his, so we're both holding like this.
Oh, grand.
So we went around, but like, one time I was like, if you think about it too much, you freak out a little bit.
Yeah, if I'd
start, I looked up and I was like, oh.
I'd start thinking about the water on top of me.
Yeah, I could just see the surface. But then when you see other divers, I feel better. I was 8 metres down and it kind of freaked me out. I feel like in Australia, that safety briefing was much more extreme than the Egyptian one. Maybe,
like,
I don't know. I don't know if Egyptian were more laxy-daisy or if Australian were like, because remember they're like, you cannot like swim straight up.
Oh, we had a quiz and all Australia. Yeah,
they never said that to me about swimming straight up, but I still was careful because I didn't want to get that. The bends called when you like come up too quick.
Your ears and stuff.
I had to like keep going like that on the way down. And my ear was half deaf as well still. It's fine now.
Oh, is it fine now?
I think it helped.
Maybe it popped.
People diving helped.
Maybe the water, the pressure of it actually helped your ear.
And then I got drops in Egypt and they were hydrogen peroxide, which I think is bleach. Isn't it?
Just bleach the fuck out of
your ear. And it worked. And then since that and the scuba diving, it's fine.
Sadly.
Then I went to a desert.
Mm-hmm.
Drove a cart.
Yeah, were you driving 20 miles an hour? Yeah.
And well, I couldn't drive. It was really slow.
I've seen a video of you driving. I said, she is being the most careful she has ever been in her life. I could just picture you two hands on the wheel.
No,
just
two hands. Yeah, so
yeah,
scary.
Just making sure.
I was qualified.
Do a donut.
No, no. And it, but it wouldn't go quick.
Would it not?
It was very like, like laggy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Did you go down hills and all in it?
No. Oh. No, not really. And then there was a belly dancing show and I was like, I hate it. It took an hour to come on and we were getting real agitated, like sitting there, we're like, we have to leave.
Hate that, being real antsy, like,
no,
yeah.
No. And the food in Egypt was...
Yeah, what was food like? That's
I had
number
every day,
one on my list.
Every day I had an omelette for breakfast, which I loved. Mm-hmm. They make it for you, so you tell them what you want. So I had an omelette with peppers and cheese. Then I had a tuna sandwich with chips and the special season and cocktail sauce. Then for dinner... I usually had like pasta or something and they make it for you in the buffet so like you can pick what you want in it again. But some of the food I tried was a bit weird. I had an Asian restaurant and it was, that was kind of...
Not same.
No. But it's like, that's kind of hit and miss on holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just like my routine of
oil. Oh, you do.
Even on holiday, I was like the same.
You should have brought your bagels and your rashers and your air fryer away, would you?
I missed them so much. Yeah. I really did. And what else is weird? Oh yeah, you can't use the tap water.
Can't drink it?
No, we can't drink it. Even for like brushing your teeth and all.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How do you brush your teeth?
Bottled water.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So my tooth, oh, we should see my toothbrush. It's like your worst nightmare.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it all geeky?
Well, I couldn't run it under the pressure of the tap, yeah. So it's...
She got makeup wiped or something.
I did, but it's still not the same. It needs like hot water. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boiling kettle.
Boil that when you go home.
Yeah, that's bad. But I had some of the Egyptian chicken and rice. That was nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. And then...
Any desserts? We're not a dessert head.
No, not really dessert. I had, oh, fried banana with cinnamon.
Oh.
That was nice.
Was that nice?
And their ice cream was really nice.
That sounds nice.
That's my first time staying in an all-inclusive though.
Is it?
Yeah, I've never stayed in one before.
I stayed in one in Cancun years ago.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I was just wellied all the time. Well, actually, was I? No, I'm lying to you. I remember being wellied
one day.
I wasn't
drunk once. Because I had, well, I only ever had two drinks, but like, I feel like they're not strong in when you're all-inclusive, like.
Yeah, I think the novelty of it wears off that you can just get everything for nothing.
Yeah.
But also Cancun as well, you're kind of told to not leave your resort. That's why a lot of them are inclusive over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true.
And it was years ago. It was like when I lived in Toronto, we went to Cancun. That's how many years ago it was. So I don't really remember.
Yeah. We went out a few times to the tours and then just to... Actually, we were walking the streets and it was actually really safe.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't feel unsafe.
If it's a tourist town, like...
Yeah, I didn't feel unsafe. No. I felt unsafer in fucking Dublin.
Yeah, Jesus.
At times, like... But even just, like, around town, I'll just be...
Yeah, yeah. In.
But, yeah. Went out to a club twice, but the team from the hotel come with you, the animation team.
That's cute.
So
that'd make you feel nice.
Yeah, like. They bring it.
But I hate it, though, because you have to talk to everyone.
Yeah, you'd hate
it.
I made friends with these two, a mother and daughter from Georgia. And we're going to go visit them.
Oh.
I never thought about going to Georgia, but like now.
Georgia?
Yeah, we're going to.
What's that beside?
Russia.
Sorry, is Georgia, why did I think Georgia was in America?
There is a Georgia in America.
Too. Okay.
Yeah, met two girls from Saudi Arabia.
Lovely.
And then the animation team were all Egyptian. So they just mind you, make sure you're okay and stuff.
That's nice.
But in the club, my sister actually replied to my story. She's like, sausage fest. I was like, what? story
all
is that?
Men.
Like 90% men. Because like, I don't think the women probably go out there.
It's not their culture, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because even with work-wise, a lot of them would be staying at home and the men would work.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what it was or just, because it wasn't tourist men.
Yeah.
Like if the only women that were there were tourists.
Right.
So the men were all like, would have been Egyptian. But like, they were getting pictures of us as if we were like, Beyonce. Yeah. Yeah. Literally like queuing up. I don't know why.
Well, because you were like.
Blonde, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say blonde. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She remember
and Lauren has really light eyes.
Her blue eye. Yeah. Remember we got a blow dry in Turkey? Did you have extensions at the time or something? Or. We both have blonde hair anyway.
Yeah.
But you remember the staff were calling other staff over to look at the blonde.
Yeah. They were like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's mad.
Yeah, my hair's bleached off my head.
When you go to China and stuff as well, if you have like red hair or blonde hair, you get pictures of everyone. Yeah.
Like if you're a ginger?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do with that picture of me?
Yeah.
All the pictures of me. And so I'm just like.
Are you going to frame
that? I'm real awkward like that. Like,
hi.
Mad. And their culture over there is as well, like. Traditionally, is you can have more than you can have four wives.
Oh,
I think I'm pretty sure it's four.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of them were like, "God, no, I couldn't
hack
more
that.
Than one." Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. but staff. I need to go back.
Yes. Yeah. Is it one of those places that you'd go back to?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just tick it off?
No, 100%. Even just for like this time of year to have guaranteed nice weather, like every day was nice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With April, you wouldn't get that anywhere really. Like.
True, yeah, yeah.
Spain and stuff was hit and miss.
So you'd go back?
Loved it, yeah.
Aww.
Got me tan.
My Egyptian queen.
I loved it. I didn't see the pyramids.
Yeah, they were miles away from me though, you said.
Yeah.
Were they?
12-hour bus or something.
Ah, mammy.
Or a 1-hour flight, but we weren't there long enough.
I've seen TikToks of people going to the pyramids and like...
It's kind of one of the places that you go to go say you went.
Yeah, I don't know like if I'd ever...
Yeah,
she went. It's not something I'd ever like...
She said Cairo's mad. It's proper like busy. Like the pyramids is just like not what you think it's going to be in here.
Yeah.
But like it's obviously nice to see it.
It's mad that the wonders of the world. Built them.
I know.
But how did it... How?
I know.
How?
I don't get it.
They didn't have cranes. Like, so how did they get the last brick up so high?
Stepping on it probably. Oh yeah, actually.
But aren't the bricks fucking huge? Like they're not like...
True,
do you know what I mean? Something's dodgy there. I don't know. And the big cats and all, and like
I know
stuff like that in the world freaks me out. How did thousands of years ago, so, like people
and even the art
do that?
Done and all.
Yeah.
So funny. Lauren had an Egyptian or her name in Arabic written on a chain. She got it in Turkey, and everyone's reading it, being like Loris, and she's like, no, it's Lauren. So whoever done it, obviously done it wrong.
Oh.
So it said Loris.
I've seen that with tattoos. Actually, I saw a girl. She had.
Oh no, not a tattoo.
Yeah, she had something tattooed on her in Chinese, and I think she went into like a restaurant or something and asked somebody to translate it for her, and it meant like fuck off or something. Like it just meant nothing, and she thought it meant something else.
Oh my god.
I know.
Wouldn't you fucking snap?
Oh, I'd be fuming.
Oh my
god. Funny though.
And it's stuck on you for life.
Yeah, especially.
It's not a necklace that you can just throw away.
No, yeah, that you can just take off.
How was your week? You have new hair.
I have new hair, yeah. Guys. Yes. I took out my extensions.
When will we ever keep our hair the same way?
Yeah. Never.
No.
We love changing our hair.
I know.
I love it. I think it's great crack.
Yes.
I get so bored of staring at myself.
Do you think it's because of our jobs that we get more bored?
When I was younger, I was kind of like that as well, though. I always wanted to change something.
Blue hair.
Yeah. Or I loved...
Experiments.
Yeah. I loved doing something. I don't know. So, I just get really, really browned off with... the same thing, and I
browned off.
Browned off, and I haven't had my extensions out in so long.
Yeah, when's the last time? Was it COVID time?
COVID, yeah. 2021 was last time I had no extensions, and like I don't go when I get my extensions out. Usually, I get them back in the same day. So like I go into platinum for like 9 or 10 hours. Like, we do it all in one day, get it all done with. But yeah, I don't know what came over me to take them out.
Yeah,
you just kind of wanted to.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just said fuck that.
Because I'm scared of being like...
dependent on them forever.
Forever. I don't want to be 40. Not if you are 40 and have extensions, that's a bad thing. Like, but like you I've literally been getting them since I'm like 21 or something.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just always have to depend on them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be able to scrape my hair up. And I want to look after my hair as well. Get it.
Is that why you went to brown?
Yeah.
Have a dark.
Get it a bit healthier. The bleach was killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me.
You were getting yours done quite often.
Oh, killing me. And every time I'd ask... Aoife in platinum, I'd be like, can I get like money pieces? She's like, no.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's like, your hair is going to fall out. Will you stop? Every time I'm going, I'm like, bleach.
It's a bit
bleach.
More.
Yeah.
It's like the bleach over bleach as
oh
well.
Oh my God. I had such nice hair when I was younger.
It's so sad, isn't it?
Like,
so,
and I went home, I wouldn't mind, I went home that day and I was saying to my mum, I was like, when I have kids, I'm not letting them touch their hair. Like, no way. They're not dyeing it. They're not doing that. And they're going to have all lovely lateral hair. She goes, yeah, you just wait. She said, you scourged me when you were younger. Like, scourged me when you were younger to do something.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll never forget bringing you when you were... It was for your confirmation. That was the first time I ever put bleach on my hair. I was 12. Yeah, down in Britis. I went and I got... I think, did I do it with my confirmation money or something, I think? I don't know, but I went and got highlights and I thought I was so cool.
Oh God.
But yeah, she was like, yeah, you just wait and you have kids.
Yeah, no.
And then
you want to make them happy.
Yeah. And then you start bleaching your own hair at home. I'll never forget, I bleached my own hair at home and I didn't have enough bleach. And I bleached it from, did I have kind of purple in it or something? I don't know what I had in it, but I tried to bleach it myself. And I remember going to a carnival that night. Like with all my friends, and when I walked into the carnival, one of the boys laughed at me, and I was mortified.
Oh, was it really? Was it orange?
Oh yeah, it was all patchy and orange and all, and like I didn't have enough bleach to bleach it. I had no toner. I didn't know anything about that. Like yeah,
fuck.
I used to just slap bleach on it, but
no repercussions. Like
no, yeah, I'll never forget him laughing at me, and I can still feel
the embarrassment. Like
Oh, God, love
little
me.
Orange hair yeah. going around, like.
But yeah, so Stenos came out.
Yeah.
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 Great crack. I have clip-ins now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When you need them, you can just pop them in.
And they're feckin' gorgeous. You wouldn't know at all.
Your picture on the weekend of beside your toilet. When you're
oh yeah, yeah. I went out and then I pulled them out of my hair and left them inside the toilet.
Like a little pile.
Yeah. But I was like, what's that wig doing in the bathroom? I was like,
oh. Day drinking's dangerous.
Oh my God.
Did you go out afterwards? No.
No, we just went to a pub.
Oh.
And then a gaff. Yeah. Huh. Tell you.
Okay,
come here. No, it's not bad. Like, oh, I just don't want to say it. But yeah, oh, day drinking's dangerous.
Yeah.
As soon as the sun comes out in Ireland, oh, I just get the itch. I'm like, oh, I'd a little cold glass of rosé.
Of Prosecco or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I went on to the Prosecco and I was drinking it by the bottle. We weren't doing glasses.
How many bottles did you have?
I think I had about four. Yeah. I remember buying three, and then in the second pub, I got another one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wasn't good. Great crack. But like,
bad for the heads.
Bad for the head. Prosecco's just so bad for your head. I'm yet to find a drink that doesn't make your head feel like it's going to explode.
My head doesn't ever feel
oh, no.
My stomach. What turns me off drinking is my belly.
Yeah.
Just feel so nauseous the next day.
Oh, I just have a stomach of steel. Something wrong with me.
If I didn't feel nauseous hungover, I'd be drunk all the time. Because I don't get other symptoms really.
Of a hangover, my head just would be hopping. I have to like make myself vomit.
My head wouldn't be like once in a very blue moon. My head would be sore, but otherwise,
oh like, no, my head like, be like,
my stomach like feels like a wave
hopping.
Mm. But you can just take a painkiller at least for that.
Yeah, I took two of my dad's painkillers and I was bouncing around. Then I was fresh. So what's in them?
We need to. We were talking in our group chat the weekend. Everyone's getting engaged.
Oh my God.
We have Miss Miriam Mullins.
Yeah.
We have Sophie Murray.
Then it was Sophie and then it was
Aideen. Yeah. What? Aideen sent me it when it, like, before she'd posted it, like, half news. I was like, I actually remember tearing up.
She's
like,
so cute. I'm delighted for the two of them because I feel like it's like a running joke. Not a running joke, do you hear me? But I feel like it's something that people always say to Dave about Aideen. Like, ah,
when, like a mum. Yeah.
Because they together like 12 years or something.
I think so.
Nah.
I feel like you have that engaging bubble that they're all, like.
Yeah, imagine them just going home, like.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean? You want to live that with them. I'd say it's so exciting. Aww. You can just feel the happiness of
freedom. Yeah, literally the week of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad. It's a random week, though.
April,
isn't it? Is there some, like, mad?
Some significant date.
That's a big coincidence that three different Irish. Because not that many Irish influences.
Wouldn't mind. It was my mum and dad's wedding anniversary. The same week, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Are, like, weddings and engagements and stuff a thing in April?
Yeah, maybe.
Spring. Is it just that time?
True. I think I'll have a summer engagement.
Yeah.
I told Donna, I was like, don't do it this summer because I'm not going to have white nails and I'm not going to say yeah.
Okay.
So
we can wait until next summer, 2025.
Yeah. I can't not have white nails.
White nails?
No, sorry, French.
Oh, yeah. I was like, when I say you ever have
that's what Queen was actually like, you never. I was like, I made French.
Oh, friendship. Like.
Or like something neutral, but I never get neutral. I was like, I'm going to have to start getting them
In case he pops the question.
I feel like I'll feel really old when I'm engaged.
Will you?
Yeah.
Bird.
No, but you know what I mean? When it's like, that's something when you're younger, you're like, oh, when I'm old, you're like.
You start calling Dano then your fiance, not your boyfriend. Yeah, he's your fiance. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold it off for a while, will you?
I don't like that word.
Fiance?
I mean, call him. No.
Is the girl a fiance as well then?
Yeah.
So the boy and a girl is a fiance? Oh.
Oh no, don't call Dana that. Just BF.
Just BF for life.
And then husband.
It. Yeah. Fuck me.
Weird, isn't it? And then when you call them your partner.
I think if you're like old and not married.
Yeah.
Not old, you hear me, but like I think if you're like past the. I don't really think you can be like 50 and call them your boyfriend. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, true.
Is it?
Yeah.
My partner.
Yeah. God, the thought of Dana organising an engagement gives me anxiety.
He'd be fine.
I just like, oh, I don't know.
No, he'll be grand.
It needs to be sunny. Good lighting, Donna.
Yeah, Donna, you listening? Quick. Jesus.
Anything you're loving in life? Or? I know we did products last week.
I came in a really good mood today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Isn't it?
You're loving life in general?
Yeah. I think it's the weather and just.
Yeah.
Things are going good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Happy outlook.
Good.
Yeah.
Happy prayer.
Thanks,
girl. So that's your good thing of the week.
Yeah.
Your product. So good.
My product of the week. Jeez.
Mine.
Oh, no. I do have a product of the week. And I actually got it in PR. And I'm so delighted.
Smooth stick thing.
Guess again. What am I never without?
Your vape.
Try again. Something in my handbag. I always have. Always. It comes on every night out with me. It comes.
Oh, Tangle Teeth.
My Tangle Teeth.
Is that in PR? Oh my God.
My life is
a little mini one.
Yeah. God. I got a few different ones. You know, I'm like with my Tangle Teeth.
And you lose them all the time. So you have.
I do lose them all the time. And it kills
me. I lose them too. What the fuck do they end up?
I don't know.
I always lose one.
Yeah.
I've lost, I'd say, before now, little ones, the mini ones.
But the Tangle Teaser is the love of my life. It's the only hairbrush that I use.
I love the Denman. Do you ever use them?
I used to use them when I was younger. I think my mom had one of them for years.
Really?
I have one at home. And since I got my extensions out, I was brushing my hair with it the other night. And I was like, oh.
I was washing your hair and I'm like.
It's like, this is heaven.
I'm loving my hairdryer since I got it, Dyson.
Oh, where are you? How are you getting on with it?
Really good.
Yeah.
The air wrap just didn't work for me.
So what are you doing with it?
What?
Your air wrap?
I don't know. Maybe I should try it again now that I have a bob.
Yeah, to like flick it under and all. Because if you sell it to someone else, I'll kill you. Sell it to me.
Okay.
I'll buy it off you if you do sell it.
Really?
Yeah.
You really want
this? Yeah, really want one. Really want it. Yeah, I think I'd love it.
Really?
Mm. I know I've no stenos anymore, but like I could still use it on my clip-ins.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. I always remember hair like stand up or something.
Staticky like, or did it?
Yeah.
So your product of the week is your Dyson.
I love it, yeah.
Both hair related.
Yeah. With us. Really, and it's real light to travel with as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Hope it's still in my suitcase.
Please God, I hope it is too.
Yeah. Weighed a ton as well.
Did you check your phones? Have you got your phones?
Yeah. I brought them in my little hand luggage.
Good girl.
Because I also, actually, so fucking annoying, I got a new phone, obviously, to replace the stolen one.
Yeah.
And brought it to Egypt with me. No, this isn't the same one. The old one. But brought it to Egypt and I couldn't set it up because he needed internet connection. And the Wi-Fi was too bad to even connect to it. So I just had phone for no reason.
So you were just looking at it like?
Yep.
Couldn't even use it?
No.
Oh.
I know.
Could you not even get past the like setup
point? No, it's weird. I thought I was like, yeah.
So you couldn't even use like the camera or something on it?
No.
Okay.
So I just bought it for no reason. Yeah. I was like, why did I just set it up before? And then I brought my GoPro, no charger. I was like, do you know what?
Oh, yeah, and you brought it for that?
Well, no, then the guy in the boat had a charger.
Lovely.
It's like a quite universal.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Okay.
So good. So clear. Crystal clear. Like,
is it?
Yeah. And you bring it underwater, no problem. Like, no case. Nothing. But it was actually dead for the scuba dive, so I got none of that. But the cameraman could make me do weird poses.
Yeah, I saw you. I was like, what the fuck is going on there? I was like, she's a Christian girl. Yeah. She's doing her holy poses under the water.
I don't know why.
Crikey.
And I was like, trying not to laugh. But I was like, if I laugh, I'm using up my oxygen that's in this tank.
Come here, can we touch on trends?
Yeah.
And can we touch on a trend that I hate?
What?
I just want to be a hater for a minute. I'm just in the mood to be a hater, even though I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah.
Ballerina pumps.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
I fucking hate them.
I don't hate them. I just can't pull them off because I have cankles.
Hate. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Don't wear them.
I think there's some that are nice.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. And all these even designer ones and all. And
yeah,
like
the Ganni ones are nice.
Seen a Prada pair. Ugly.
With a little Prada sign in the front.
Rotten.
They remind me of school shoes.
I just, no, they remind me of kids' shoes.
Yeah, school. When you're in school, like.
Like, at the age of four.
Yeah.
A little slide on.
Yeah.
I just, ooh.
I've seen them styled really nice, but I can't because I have ankles.
When I see someone who looks unreal in them, yeah. Like, you pull them off, you look deadly.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You couldn't pay me to put them on me. They also look
really. Living, it would make me a stump.
Yeah.
It would be like a stump.
My legs would look this
My big. Legs would actually go. They'd actually be the opposite way.
No, no. But they also look really, really bad for your feet. The way that they're so
really
flat.
Really flat.
Isn't that really bad for your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Like your arch.
Fallen arch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, not a fan of the ballerina pumps now.
Sorry. Like them on certain ways, but I just couldn't wear them.
I couldn't pull them off.
I can't buy in, no.
And
there's a lot of trends that I do like that I just, that one is not one of them.
That I'd never pull off.
Yeah. I don't know what I hate at the moment.
I don't know why, I just wanted to hate on them for a minute.
I've been hating on them for a while.
Have you? Yeah.
Then I've seen, I'm like, that's nice, but I just couldn't. I need something. If I'm a platform girl, then how the fuck can I wear something?
Can you go to
that's a minus platform.
A like, ballerina.
That's even less than a gazelle, which is already like flat pancake.
Yeah.
Just doesn't suit my foot.
No, yeah.
I don't think I hate anything.
Yeah,
any I love bloomer like? Shorts. I'm sorry.
You love say. What?
Bloomer shorts.
Oh, yeah, you can wear them. I couldn't.
Why not?
Because I would look like Humpty Dumpty. I'd look like fucking...
What do you mean Humpty Dumpty?
Something out of Shrek, like. You know when they go to that big castle with Lord Farquaad and all his people are wearing them...
Small, small yeah. world.
That's what I'd look like. Da, 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 da. Yeah, those little people.
That's exactly what I'd
look
like.
I love
them. No. I think when they're styled nice.
Why are they called that?
Because they look like bloomers.
What's a bloomer? Oh, the thing that baby wear under their dresses?
Yeah, aww. Exactly that. I love them.
I liked your ones though. They looked adorable on you.
I can't sleep for them.
Were you?
What did someone say? Call me slut or something.
They're just puffy shorts though, are they?
Yeah.
Puffy hot pants.
Someone was like, oh my God, you have all your legs out and all your stomach out. I was like, first of all, my leg is half covered by a boo. So it's my thigh and my stomach.
It's your knee and your thigh.
Bra popping out.
Oh, God. Oh, take a day off, will you?
Honestly. Which doesn't concern anyone else.
It's so funny.
I just don't get it. I'm hating on people who hate on people.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let people wear what they want to wear. It's not harming you.
And here's me after giving a half an hour rant about ballerina pumps.
No, but you're not saying anything for them. No. You don't like them for you.
Oh, Jesus, no. No. Yeah. Couldn't pay me a million euros.
I seen a cute little pair that were like pink. But I just think I'd rather, if I was to pick a shoe, I just wouldn't go for that.
No. I just wearing jeans. Really don't.
I have goosey pimples in here. Have you?
You have goosey pimples?
Yeah, I'm really cold.
You're a cold girl.
I can hear the aircon.
Yeah,
I'm just used to the Egyptian weather.
Oh.
I can't get used.
She was climatized. Shit.
So we're doing what I wish I knew in my 20s.
Yeah.
So in episode 101, we've done an episode on things we wish we knew in our teens.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is quite different things we wish we knew in our 20s, probably.
Yeah.
Because... You're sweating the small stuff more in your teens, I feel.
Do you think, yeah?
Yeah. It's more like...
20s, you kind of let go a little bit,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you do. Mm. And anyone listens that is in their teenage years right now, or even if you're not, it's nice to know that sometimes we're all worried about the same things or had the same experiences.
Yeah.
Or like, just to hear someone else say something that you might need to hear.
It kind of takes the pressure off you. Yeah. Makes you feel listened to.
Yeah.
Less
yeah.
alone.
Yeah, it's like therapy for
yeah.
us. The swindling Ellie into a free therapy session.
Yay. Again.
So we're going to go into things we wish we learned we knew in our 20s. So I'm 25. So this is like so far. If I was to go back to 20-year-old me.
Yeah, you're halfway.
What I would tell.
And I'm on the cusp of being 30. Well, I'm eight years into my 20s. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely a lot okay. that we could learn.
So do you want to go into ours?
Yeah.
Okay. So. One of mine is actually from thinking about hair extensions. Don't get fucking extensions. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't.
Don't
need
start.
To, don't start.
Yeah.
When I think when I got them first, I actually had short hair when I got them first, so they made my hair long.
Okay.
So I needed loads in, and then it was just it's addictive. Like
it's just a cycle.
If you have lovely hair, just don't.
And I know at the time it makes you feel, because I only started like dyeing my hair and bleaching it and getting extensions and doing all the shit to my hair because everybody else around me was doing it.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just want to blend in with everyone and do what everyone else is doing. Especially at the start of your 20s, that's what you want to do as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Just don't do it.
Mm.
Don't do it because, like, it wasn't even that I was trying to be other people. It was like when I, it's actually when I started working in Penny's in Fifth Valley, I had never known extensions were
a thing.
It just wasn't in my like England. World. Yeah. And then everyone in Penny, I was like, oh man, that's not their real hair. So I can have their hair. Like, and I had a short, it was like to, my collarbone length, I'd say. And I was like, neat.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Me.
You get like they stay in your hair, you have long hair. Like
yep.
That was like the dream.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Just trying not to touch. I know, I'm so tempted. Get a pair of clip-ins, please.
Yeah.
It's a better investment.
One of mine was not to rush your 20s.
Yes.
I rushed the start of it, definitely.
What do you mean rushed? You wanted to grow up quicker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought I was so much older than I was. Like, when I was 21 and 22, I thought I was way older than I actually was. And now that I'm on the other end of it and I'm 28, I'm like, oh my God. I wish I, like, acted like a 21-year-old nearly.
Yeah. Done a
I feel
bit
like
more,
I didn't.
Like, chaotic stuff.
Nearly. Yeah.
Not chaotic, but stuff you can get away with when you're 21.
Yeah.
Maybe that you couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely rushed the first kind of
portion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of mine is you're not old in capital letters because Yeah, every year I've taught him old. I remember I turned 15. I was like, fuck my life.
15?
I was like, shit, like, actually old. Like,
no.
I full on taught.
When I see like 22-year-olds on TikTok and all being like, get ready for me for my 22nd birthday, and they're like, oh, I'm so old, I can't believe I'm 20. I'm like, bitch,
I know.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, so stop thinking you're old at every age. Even now, when I think I'm, sometimes I think I'm old, but then I'm like,
you're not.
I'm not in comparison to like
me.
When I look back when I'm 40, I'll be like, fuck, I was a baby.
Yeah.
Spring chicken, like 20's best years of life. Don't waste it thinking you're fucking old.
Yeah. You'll never be as young as you are
today.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I feel like life's going too quick lately. I feel really sad about it.
No. I don't think it's going too quick.
Do you not think?
I think April's a mad weird month.
I feel like it's going 170 miles an hour.
April shouldn't be a month. It should just go March, May.
No, that'd make it even shorter. I can't be any more busy.
I don't know. I don't really understand April.
No. It's a bit random.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know.
One of mine is happiness isn't what you have.
Aw, that's cute.
Like your material things. Not that I ever was materialistic, but like, just not.
Yeah.
Not money. It's not. It's like having your family, friends, you being happy, like that is, that's,
yeah,
nothing else. I could literally be on a desert island with these pantaloons, this Egypt top.
She loves her pantaloons.
And my family friends, I'm just be happy
out. Yeah.
That's a lovely one. And I think when you're young, I think more so in your teens, maybe, but also early 20s, like, you want everyone else has, or like, you want, like, it's all about image, but I'm like, I just want peace.
Yeah, just happiness.
Yeah.
You really realise that as you get older, you definitely do.
Yeah. Also, to not waste time on people. Probably not so. I met Dana when I was 21, so he's not waste time. But like, before that even, maybe even like 20, like just, you're like, don't waste your time on shit people. Like, it's not worth, these are like your golden years. I think they say 30s are golden years.
Yeah, I can't wait for them.
But your 20s are like so good that it's not worth spending time crying over.
Or forcing friendships that you know aren't going to carry through life.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's not really worth your time.
No. You know, I mean, your time is your time.
Mm.
I think I've gotten better at that too. But like, you know, you do what you want
to
do.
Yeah, stop trying to please everyone else.
Yeah.
Maybe stop being such a people pleaser.
Yeah.
That could be a good
one. I think that comes with age.
Yeah.
Because like, you just end up just being able to say no more. I think I'm still...
You say no to nothing, will you? Stop.
No.
I'm
a bit better, like.
You're getting better, yeah. I just have to keep reminding you, Charlene.
Yeah, I can't say no to anything.
Burning the candle.
I know. But yeah, and doing things for yourself. I think that's a big one.
Things
having
you want
to do. Something for you, like, whether that's, I don't know.
Like a hobby or like
Mine, I feel like, was like running. That was like, just for me. No, or like the gym.
Yeah.
And like a hobby that's like not, for anyone else, it's not something like, like, I would never document the gym rat, and I never, like...
Putting time into yourself.
Yeah.
It's you time.
That's just me.
That's nice.
It's not work. It's not family. It's not friends. Like, I love them all.
Yeah.
Not my heart, but it's nice to have something for you as well and mind yourself.
One of mine was to go out as much as you can at the start of your 20s. Because the hangovers, it is really true what they say.
They get worse. So,
I remember 100%, not going to lie, probably being out till 4, 5, 6 in the morning. In my early 20s. And you're in work at 9 or 10.
Same.
Like.
No sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'd have to ring an ambulance for myself if I tried to do that now.
No, like, I would need, like.
The hangovers get a million times worse as you get older.
Yeah.
You just can't hack. Like, I couldn't go out 2 nights in a row now.
Could you not?
No.
I don't think the hangovers have gotten that much worse.
Oh, my nav.
Is it still yet to hit?
Yeah. Maybe it's when you hit like 27-ish. Yeah. Maybe mine started getting bad then.
Because I feel like mine have always kind of been the same. I think one time I drank in... Was I hungover in school before?
Fuck off.
It was Paddy's Day in school and I was hungover.
And there was school on the next day? Like,
yeah.
Sure, didn't they used to do that with your junior cert results? You'd have to come in the next day after results night.
Yeah.
Go away.
Well, I think Paddy's Day I had like half a nag and a vodka.
I wish I got pissed on half a nag now.
I was pissed.
Oh my God, you'd have such a cheap night out. That'd be so good.
Remember the first feeling of being drunk? Like, how weird.
No, because I ended up in hospital, so probably not.
One of mine says, this is kind of niche, but start eating better your stomach will thank you, because I just, like, no. My stomach's in ravens all the time.
I'm not a stomach problem girly at all.
Mine used to be much worse. It's much better now that
is
I have
it? That. You, like, know what suits
I know
you.
What's good and bad. And I know them Buldak noodles
kind of
make you sick. So if you eat them, you're going to have to deal with the repercussions.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will puke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe spending less time on relationships in your 20s? In your early 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad ones.
TBH.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
you learn a lot. I think that's what I take from the start of my 20s.
Yeah.
That I'm, like, now that I'm 28, going 29 in a few months, like, I'm at that age now where I'm kind of like, right.
It's your lessons.
Yeah, it's lessons that I look back on now and I'm like, okay, well, you did all that.
Mm-hmm.
You learned, like, I was in a relationship for 6.5 years of my 20s.
Yeah.
So I've basically only had, like, 2.5 years of my 20s.
And also some was COVID, so.
True, actually, yeah, yeah.
I feel like COVID robbed.
COVID robbed us of years, so I'm basically only 25. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yay!
22 here, yay!
Yay!
Perfect. But yeah, I think just relationships that are, like, if it's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Then grant, but don't, or even people like actively sought, trying to find a boyfriend panicking at the start of their 20s, like, there's time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's ample amount of time.
Yeah, I think as well, don't, because I've definitely found myself doing it this year, especially knowing that I'm turning 29, putting so much pressure on where my life is now, like panicking over it.
Yeah.
Like panicking, oh my God. Mm. But I've come out the other end of that now and I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
But like,
it will happen the way.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to trust in God and believe that my path is already written for me and I will follow down it. So wherever I am today.
Pot of gold.
Yeah. Wherever I am today, I'm meant to be here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't sit around and, like, because I know people who sit around and wallow about their life and give out about it and moan about it. And we're all on different paths and different journeys. And just because if yours, the way that you want it to go hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
You're on that path.
Or there's something better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, that you don't even realise.
That yellow brick road and all that.
The little
jazz,
leprechaun. Like, yeah. Man with a ginger beard.
I've stopped panicking about life a lot.
It just makes things worse when you panic.
Oh my God, I hate it.
And you probably end up just settling for
around that time first. Probably when we had the break for the podcast.
Yeah.
It was around that time when we were talking about the break. So around Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Hated the thought of everyone. I was fed up, like, because I was putting so much pressure on where my life is and, oh, but if they have that, why don't I have that? And if she has that, and, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do that. No. Everybody's life is different.
Comparison is,
oh my God, it's a horrible thing to have.
Yeah.
We all do it. We're all guilty of doing it. But, like, if there's a way of getting yourself out of always comparing yourself to other people, please do it. I highly recommend it.
It means muting them. Yeah. Or, like,
love the mute button.
Yeah. I don't like have anyone muted.
I do. Still have to follow them because I do. Can't be arsed.
I do.
Can't be arsed with the drama of deleting you. So
I don't want to give them satisfaction.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. And you still follow me, like, too, but you definitely still have me muted, too.
Really?
Yeah. It's definitely people that...
Yeah, I'm so stubborn. I'd rather just not unfollow. Then it looks like I'm bothered. I'm not bothered, but I'm like, I just...
Yeah. There's definitely people in my life that I have them muted and they have me muted, but we just
still follow. These are too stubborn.
Yeah, yeah. We just still follow each other. Can't be arsed with that drama.
Honestly. That's mature.
Yeah, that's a mature decision.
Stick that on the list.
You know what I mean?
And then I have, don't be afraid to stand your ground for stuff. Or clap back.
Yeah, I was a bitch.
I was a bitch.
I was terrified.
Same. I feel like I'm a pure Karen. No, I'm not a Karen. But
if something's annoying me now, I'm going to speak up and say it.
Yeah.
You just deal with a lot less as you get older, if that makes sense. Like, you just... You're going to take a lot less.
Yeah, yeah. Like before, if someone done something wrong to me, I'd be like, sorry.
I'd say sorry. Like, yeah.
But now, like, I don't like confrontation still, but I'd be more inclined to be like, tell someone if something's annoying me or like, because I just can't, if I felt like I was annoyed by something, I just can't be normal with that person then.
Yeah.
I'd have to say something and then I feel better and then it's done.
Yeah, get off.
Whereas before, I'd be like, oh, everything's fine. And I'm sitting in like the burning flames.
That's me.
It's a dog. He's like, I'm fine. It's just flames.
Yeah, you bottle everything up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you deal with a lot less shit as you get older.
Yeah. You just don't have time.
No.
We're all very busy.
We also realise how short life is as you get older. Maybe at the start of your 20s, which is a good thing at the start of your 20s, you're living your life and, like, yeah, you nearly feel like not free is a bird, but
invincible kind of.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. And then as you start creeping towards your later 20s, you're kind of like,
yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it? The way, like, the older you get, the more you realise, like, bad stuff about the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's just that more, like, your innocence is nearly taken away a little
bit. Yeah, and, like, people, like, maybe die, people get sick in your life. It's like, that all comes with it.
Usually, with age.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Lot, like, 90% of the time it does. And, like, you just kind of get more aware, but it's not always in a nice, aware way. Mm. It's like, oh, shit.
What's that? What's that, that meme of... fucking what's her name, Kendall, talking to Kylie, and she's like, I just want you to experience things because you're in the year of experiencing. Is that what she says?
I feel like you'd have experience.
Yeah, yeah. Because you need to experience it.
No, literally.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Good and bad. And then last one I have is, stop letting a thought inside someone's puny brain stop you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
I seen a TikTok and I was like, that's so smart. The guy was like, so you're not doing what you want to do because of a thought, a literal thought in someone's
head. I do that now, though.
Heads.
I do that now.
What?
Like, I don't talk on Instagram or anything in case that I'll never get a fella. Isn't that so terrible? Isn't that so shallow of me? Yeah. I literally I found the reason why. I used to always talk on Instagram and, like, I was...
But do you think a fella would be turned off?
I think I'm more confident. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm more confident when I'm with someone.
Girl.
Online. Yeah. No, but how fucked up is this in my brain? I think I'm more confident online when I'm with someone because... That's like security. Do you know what I mean? Yes. I'm with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
when I'm not with someone, or I'm not seeing anyone, or speaking to anyone, or whatever, I'm like, oh God. Well, like I can't be like that because I'm never going to get someone. Then, do you know what I mean? I can't be myself.
But do you think that they? I know what you mean. I've definitely been like that before. But then, I've been like, I hear like these. This is my job. Yeah. And like, also, if they love you for that, then they love you. Do you know what I mean?
True.
But I don't think. Because I used to be like, for a while, is it an ick? Like, for...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't think it is.
Like, am I nearly 30 talking on our Instagram stories about fucking makeup or whatever? Is that an ick?
No. It's your job, girl.
Gotta make them money.
No, yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
And anyone who loves you will love you
if
you came on talking about anything. God knows what. Yeah.
I kind of realised that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I, like, shy away... Thinking, oh no.
What if my future husband's watching this?
What if future husband's watching this?
And if he is your future husband, he will love that.
Yeah, he'll say, you look gorgeous, girl.
Yeah. Oh, girl. No. Yeah. We need to get that.
Really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a real shallow way of thinking as well, though, I think.
Shallow. It's like...
Shallow hell. What's that? Oh, a movie.
I always thought that film was like a horror film, but then I realised Adam Sandler's in it.
Just now. Yeah.
I thought it was like a shallow, like a...
No.
But it's the name.
Hell
is the name.
Yeah. And he's shallow.
I thought it was like a shadow hall.
No. Silly girl.
No. But I think, that's like, if he is to be anything to you, he's also, you're going to see all your past stuff. So what's the difference between you talking in your story and him seeing a reel where you're talking from
years ago?
Well,
yeah. You're kind of cute though.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway,
so then he should be fine with both.
True.
Your job. I think there's definitely people who, but I don't think it'd be a large percentage of people who would say I would never want to be with someone who does that. Yeah. I think it's only the people who have a preconception about that we're up
our own holes
or you know whatever else.
Yeah.
I think that would be the only reason. But I think other than that, I don't think. Would you like care about someone's job?
No,
exactly.
So
exactly.
I don't care what you do.
Some kind of occupation.
We love employed men. Love
lanyards. Yeah, anything that shows that they are
employed. We love an employed man.
Is a plus.
Yes.
We're gonna go through some things that came into the question box on the Instagram. We did say we wanted, was it 30k on Instagram? I think we're nearly at it.
Girl, I think we did it. I saw it last week.
What?
Yeah.
No, 29.9.
Oh, it was 30.4.
No, what?
Or was it? Was 30.4.
No, it was 29.4. I think it's after going
to that.
Hang on, I'm checking the exact digits now.
Are you?
I wonder, do we get any unfollowers? I can't. See if you have the unfollow app.
No.
Why would you? No, have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to hurt your own feelings and see people who
find that out? No, thanks.
That's horrible.
No.
So we have 29,939 followers.
Okay. Hopefully.
16 go. More. 16 more. Maybe by the time this comes out.
One sec.
Oh. She needs a blessing. Bless you.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
We have people's in. People's lessons in here. Oh wow, there's loads. I love reading people's lessons so much.
Yeah, it's gonna be a wholesome episode.
Yeah. Oh, it's still gone. I keep loading it and I think it's the wrong one. Oh wow. Jesus.
These are long. I love that you love these.
Wow.
Oh, I like this one. Nobody has it figured out, so stop putting pressure under yourself.
Aww. That's so true.
Isn't it?
So true.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get to the bottom of these. There's so many. Don't put effort into people that don't put effort into you.
True.
That's a good one. Because life is too short.
Oh, way too short.
Too short.
Everything works itself out. And try to save more, even if it's only a fiver a week.
I wish saving I... Saving's a good one.
Yeah, I wish I saved more at the start of my 20s.
I don't think I did.
No, I didn't. I didn't have any savings.
No.
Nothing.
I had a severe shopping addiction.
Yeah, which I still have. Yeah.
When I get into bed at night, it's like the eyes glaze over and I'm like, dee-dee-dee.
Yeah.
ASOS.
Let's go.
Yeah. So bad. Yeah. Just my time. I like that time. One life and live it.
True.
Slay.
You'll be okay on your own and everything happens for a reason.
Aww.
Yeah, I thought my life was over when I came out of a relationship.
Single, yeah.
Oh my God.
I think I could be forever alone, you know.
Now I think I could at the time.
That's
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ.
You thought forever not alone.
Oh my God, I thought I would never get over that phase of my life.
It's mad, isn't it, how like one day you wake up and it's like...
That pain is gone.
And you're like...
Yeah. You don't feel that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, is this a dream?
And you're waiting for it to come back and it doesn't.
So,
oh my God, I had a dream actually that I died.
Oh, please.
Not that long ago. But then the next day, like everything was just so nice in my life because I was like so grateful for everything.
Because you were dead.
When I woke up.
Oh, sorry.
So I was like, I felt like I knew what it felt like. Obviously I didn't, but like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just appreciated everything.
Yeah, and like even just looking, everything was just so nice.
That's beautiful.
I felt like I got a second chance at life. No, I didn't even know.
Dreamed. She's not dramatic, guys.
No,
I swear.
Not
one bit.
Keep a baby picture of yourself as your phone wallpaper. That's who you are. Be nice to her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's really nice. I think Kendall Jenner said that actually.
Yeah, she had it on her mirror, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My little brother used to do that. Well, he had a picture of my mom and him in like, you know, them photo boots that you'd be in like Super Values and stuff. Yeah.
Aww.
They got one when they were like, when my brother was a baby.
Oh my
mom
God. That's so nice.
Here's another one. Always put 10% of your pay slip away. I wish I had the head to do that.
I'd say they all, like whoever's saying that wishes
to. Yeah. But remember in primary school, you used to have that little Acorn account, the little post office Acorn account. Or the stamps or something, wasn't it? Yeah, you saved money through stamps or something.
What?
In the post office.
No, I had a credit union.
Oh, I wasn't that cool. I saved
but I don't think office. I don't think I saved in it.
No.
Where's all my confirmation money?
I bought a bike out of mine and then it got robbed out of my shed in my back garden. And then we saw the bitch who robbed the bike in Super Value. Yeah.
Get it back?
No, I told my mum. I was coming out of the shop. I was like, mum, that's my bike. I knew it straight away. It was sparkly pink. I had a beaker bottle.
And
like,
she didn't have the same one. She obviously...
She did. That was my
but
bike.
What if she bought it too?
No. This woman, no. I definitely knew she robbed it 100%. And I was like, mum, go and get my bike. My mum was like, fuck off. I'm not going to get the bike.
Yeah.
My mum was like, no, we'll buy you a new bike. It's okay. I was like,
but it's mine.
Devastated.
Remember the little thing you put on for keep a little doll in? A little seat for the doll?
Or tassels on your handlebars.
Oh my God.
Love
it. You don't have to have your own house, be getting married or having kids. Go and travel. Love that. What?
But I want the hot.
But you want
to- Yeah.
I love travelling.
Love travelling. Still want to keep travelling in my life as much as I can.
People are fighting each other in the comments of my post.
Fight?
I love when they fight each other. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, not me for once. Yay. But it's not my followers. It's like random. The video went on the Explore and it's all these people who have no idea who they are.
They're just all baiting each other in the comments.
Yeah, I think they're from America.
Work away.
Yeah.
Someone said to never work in retail, but I really think retail taught me so much in life.
Same.
Oh my God.
I'd
taught me
I'd go back tomorrow.
Yeah, but it taught me how to three people who work in retail as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I hate when you see somebody giving out somebody in retail.
Yeah, fuck off.
They didn't make that. I or know. They, do you know, like if it's a clothes shop or something or.
Yeah.
Oh.
Acting as they handcrafted that t-shirt for themselves.
No, retail, you can tell people who worked in retail and who didn't.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Teaches you so much.
And they're just, it's just fun, isn't it? Like
I loved it.
Like when you're young, it is good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
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 I think do it.
I think you learn good lessons in jobs like that. Different jobs. Someone said, if someone has a problem with you, it's their problem and not yours.
Yeah, I heard a saying like that before, and it was like, someone else's opinion is none of my business. Someone else's opinion of me is none of my business.
Agreed. Keep that in your head.
Yeah. Grand.
As long as you're not shouting at me on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I had one earlier on. It was like, you could do, it wasn't a quote, but like I was thinking of that, like, you could do everything right in life, and like, someone is still going to find something. People will pick out bad in anything.
Say it again, girl. Yeah, swear to God.
You could literally be...
You could be the Pope really good and somebody will have something to say.
Well,
maybe not him. I don't know why he came
pretty
into
sure
my...
He's...
I'm pretty sure that side of... let's keep going.
Swiftly on. You could be...
Who could be... Who's perfect? No one. But that's the thing. We can't even think of someone to say...
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could be him and someone would still find something to say.
Yeah. You're never perfect.
Not that any of us are Nelson Mandela or will ever be.
Nobody in life is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you'll look back and wish you weren't so mean to yourself because you look amazing. Oh, yeah. You think I'm so fat and ugly and now I look back at myself and I'm like, girl, you were adorable. Even at the start of my 20s. Oh.
I know.
I'm skinny.
I know, but at the time you don't think it, like.
No, but come here. Here's another lesson for you. Is your body changes so much as a woman in your 20s. Oh,
we need a whole ep on that.
Oh, my God. Your body is literally preparing to give birth, isn't it? Isn't that what happens?
Fuck.
Your hips widen and all.
My
and
poor
like,
child, because my hips are tight as a nanny.
Your body does change so much. Yeah. But it can change in other ways. Like even, remember that the video I just showed you of my face?
Yeah.
How much my face slimmed down.
Yeah, what the fuck?
In the last 2 years. Yeah. No, I never had cheekbones with that. Mm-mm. My face was a moon. Football head.
It wasn't that. But it wasn't. It's only when you look at that video.
But
if it was
and you all lied to me and
no,
you never told.
No, but genuinely.
Yeah, it was when I put the video side by side of my face now and my face like 2 years ago.
Very different.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Trauma.
Didn't I tell you? Yeah, I told you. Like that's trauma stored in your face. You were greedy. I was like, I don't know, but I'd say so.
Cheryl's like, girl, that's trauma. Telling you.
That
your face was fat from trauma.
Yeah. Blood is not thicker than water. If family are toxic, build them walls up, block them out, and live for yourself.
Oh, see, I'm just so family orientated that I would never think of anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, but I do understand that, of course.
Makes you sad that has to be
a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your 20s.
Well, it's so true. It's not like. It's not thicker than water.
No, yeah.
Nope.
Learn to enjoy your own company. I learned this through solo travel. I love my own company.
Yeah. Would you ever solo travel? Like go somewhere by yourself, stay for a few days and go home?
Where's the furthest I've done that? I used to fly back and forth to Canada on my own. But like I was going home, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd never go somewhere and explore.
Just to be there, like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I went to Liverpool for a few days on my own.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you did. Okay. Yeah. I remember you doing that.
Does that count? Probably not.
If you don't love or respect yourself, how can you expect anyone else to?
True.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you accept.
You learn that the hard way.
Yeah.
Mm.
You accept the love you think you deserve.
Look at this, like, financial responsibility, something we should have all learned in school. But anyway, come here. Me and Quiva only had this exact conversation this morning. I was filling forms out at home. And Quiva looked at me and was like, there were these mortgage things anyway. And she was like, I wouldn't know. I couldn't even start reading that form. She was like, why isn't this shit that we learned in school?
I don't know.
Why are you teaching me A plus B equals C equals, I don't know. If you put a maths exam paper in front of me right now, I'm failing that thing.
Yes, I am.
Why isn't there a class on how to start up a bank account when I leave school? How to apply for a passport. How to do my driving lessons. I know some schools do driving lessons.
Grand, he's putting
I have no bleeding clue. You might have to post that off somewhere. You used to have to post it off.
Fill out your details. Like.
If I was like 18, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Fair, yeah.
Applying for a mortgage.
Yeah, the mortgage.
Bank accounts. revenue stuff, like your tax stuff.
Tax back.
Tax side of things. Yeah. I wouldn't own any of that in school.
Yeah. Mortgage especially.
Like, instead I had...
Instead of rocks and rivers.
A PE class. Oh. Where has that taken me?
Hated PE.
Do you know what I mean? I don't get it. I think the school curriculum...
Yeah, I think I think it is. You learn so... You spend so many years there and what do you really come out with? Obviously you get like people skills and friends. Like, what the fuck did I learn in 17 years of education or something?
17 years of education.
More and college.
And all I can say is, I'm Will Ciadagum Dougherty on letters.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
That is all I can say in Irish.
Yeah.
That, like, do you know what I mean? Isn't that so bad?
And I can add, just about add up maths. I don't, still can't read the clock clearly. Because
But if I was like 16, 17, 18, learning about like financial stuff in the big bad world and like...
We'd have a bit of a head start.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Must be nice.
Anyway. Yeah.
We just have to learn and be silly for the rest of our lives. So we're going to do our secrets and stalls, which is where we give you a bit of advice to dilemmas that come in. These are all fresh or in our email since we started back. So if you have a dilemma that we sent in before and we didn't answer it, then you can send it again. So mm-hmm. We have a new part of secrets and stalls every week called Phone a Friend. Inspired by Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah. Unfortunately, no one's going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
But
we basically put a dilemma up on our Instagram stories and asked our followers to offer their advice. So this is the dilemma that we put up.
These are very insightful people.
Very. And sometimes, and you say things that like, I'm like, oh yeah.
I never thought of that.
That like, makes sense. Or like, it's good if they've experienced something similar too. I think the best advice is when you've gone through something, you can give advice. So this dilemma is as follows. Hi, Charlene and Ellie. Rewind to 4 months ago, me and my partner bought our first home after years of saving and sacrifices. 2 weeks after we moved in, my boyfriend's friend moved home from living abroad and asked if he could stay with us for 3 weeks until he got back on his feet. As mean as it sounds, I wanted to say no because we'd only moved in ourselves and I wanted this time to be special for us, but I agreed for my boyfriend's sake. Skip forward to now and he's still living with us.
Oh.
Wait, how many months? 4 months.
Is it four months he's still there?
Still there. This is only meant to be for 3 weeks. It's gone too long now and he's starting to take advantage, like taking food he hasn't paid for and not cleaning up after himself. I brought this up to my boyfriend. He said not to make a big fuss out of it, nothing, and said that his friend doesn't know how to live with women because he's only ever lived with lads for the last decade.
Ah, stop that.
I'm annoyed that my boyfriend is not on my side, but now I want his friend out for good. How can I go about doing this in a nice way if possible? Also, his presence is getting in the way of our intimacy and I really don't want to lose his connection with my partner. Any tips you have for kicking someone out would be helpful. Thanks, girls.
Get out, I'd say. Get out.
No, get the hell out of my house.
Is this man paying rent?
I don't know. Does it
free?
Doesn't sound like it.
There's no mention of rent going on there. Is he living for free?
Mm-mm. Okay, so this is what you've said. Make comments like, oh, where's my yogurt or whatever he took while he's in the room.
Make him feel so uncomfortable.
Where's my granola? That's a good one.
Ooh.
What the fuck? He can't be taking your granola and stuff. Why is he taking that?
No, I'm sorry, but I'd say he knows he's taking the piss and he's just trying to see how long he can get away with it for.
What an arsehole.
No, that's mortifying.
I'd be actually ashamed if I was him. Not be like, oh, guys, I'm planning on moving. Like,
I wonder how much of a say she feels like she has if her boyfriend bought the house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he's solely paying for everything.
Wait, did he buy the house?
Well, he said they bought it together, is it?
Friend moved from home to abroad.
Okay.
Like 3 weeks. I think even, I'm sorry to be bitter, but him saying when they just after moving in to the house, do you think that's
not
much?
Yeah, not much, yeah.
I know, I finally, you'd still let them, but like it wouldn't be... You'd be like 3 weeks cut off.
Yeah,
like
that's it. You have to leave by that point.
4 months.
Someone said, come up with an agreement, timeline to move out, or conditions that if he stays. So a sit down conversation. Yeah, I don't want you staying. Like, yeah, get out.
You're not bunk on someone else's couch. You're not getting any other friends. I'm sorry, but like, I wonder what his limit
position is. Like, is he really that stuck, or did he just think,
deadly, I'm gonna got a new graph.
I'm gonna live with my mates. Like,
some people are cheeky like that. Like,
no, I'm sorry.
She should explain to her boyfriend that this isn't her friend, it's his.
Mm.
He needs to talk to him. Tell him she would do the same if it was her friend and say, try to put himself in her shoes. Yeah, dead right. Yeah. The boyfriend seems too laxy-daisy.
Yeah, yeah, he's just like, oh, it's fine. Yeah. He's just living here.
Yeah.
So says start sending him job accommodation adverts and offer to help him get back on his feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That might give him a hint.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get hints. They don't get it.
No.
They don't understand.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's choosing not to.
Mm.
This happened to me in a very similar situation. Oh. Someone who I thought was my best friend moved into my family home during lockdown and completely took advantage in the same way. It got to a point she was spreading awful rumours about my family and painting my family in a bad light. My advice is to bring it up, the issue, sooner rather than later, and to give him a fair notice period to find somewhere else and move out. If things are heading this way, he never did or will respect you or your home. That's so true. It is a respect thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I wonder what he was like the first week he got there compared to now.
Yeah. It's not fair. Like, they're enjoying their new home together. Like,
I'm sorry, but does he not feel really uncomfortable?
That's what I mean. Yeah, he is obviously taking the mickey here.
I feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Someone said the way he only lived with lads, the excuse that he's only lived with lads is laughable. Doesn't allow for disrespect to her and her home.
Yeah, no, that's just a cop out.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means. Someone just said, put all the stuff outside and change the locks.
Right. Throw it out the window.
These are cutthroat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love them.
She needs to get a speaker and blare this episode while he's in the house so he can hear it. That would be brutal.
Purposely accidentally put it on around him.
Yeah.
And just read out the dilemma and maybe he'd be like,
Is this about me?
Am I the drama?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Christ.
Someone said, okay, sorry to be a bitch, but make your boyfriend choose. You are his friend.
Oh, wow.
Bitch and capillaries. You are his friend. If he can't decide, then he isn't the one, girl. No partner should ever make you feel uncomfortable in your own house. You've paid for a house, so you get a say. Speak to his friend and tell him he has a week or two to move out.
Wowie.
I think that's fair. I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah. And as well, Yeah, your partner should respect your feelings as well and like understand that you don't want this other friend living here.
Yeah.
It's not like something like, you know, he has circumstances where he like can't move out or something. He just after moving home needs to get on his feet again. He's being lazy because he has somewhere to live.
Mm.
He's just being laxy daisy like.
Where am I? I was getting funny ones earlier on. Someone's like, get a hitman. the more you give some people,
promoting hitmen.
Not Bible, not from our mouth.
Don't know any numbers.
But someone said, the more you give some people, the more that they take.
That's it. But it's a respect thing. He's just thinking, right, I can get away with it. Why would I not live here for free? Eat their granola, their yogurt, their turkey bacon.
I think their turkey bacon.
If someone ate my fucking turkey bacon or something.
Imagine one of the girls like, come here, Shar. Can I move in, sleep on the couch for a while, and you're waking up in the morning, your turkey bacon, your bagels were gone?
Well, Dano's going to live with me for summer, so.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we'll see how
it
goes.
Have to boot Dano.
We obviously lived together before, my mum, dad's, but not my own.
Yeah.
And this is like my sacred girly pop space.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Barbie dream house, pink. And he's going to be like, dude.
Coming in with all his man.
Yeah.
And all.
Yeah.
Oh. Give him a little corner and that's
it. He's washing him, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Can't be ours.
I have one of my DMs. Anyone can fall on hard times, but they've saved their own money and sacrificed a lot. They need to sit down together and let him know that it's time for him to move out. The boyfriend needs to cop on just because it's his friend. I'd be snapping if that was my boyfriend. It's time for the friend to go.
Yeah. Mm. I think it needs to be a thing where it's like, here, it's me or your friend. Like, just tell him to leave. He's been here. Like,
it's
so much extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So you can send your dilemmas into homeidrink@growloudnow.com. If you want your dilemma to be featured in the Phone a Friend segment, you can put that in the subject line of the emails. So you'll get our advice, but also the birds, like general public advice.
They're really good at this.
Really good.
Really bloody
really,
good.
Really good. So peak and bleak of the week is when we pick one peak and one bleak of the week. So a high and a low.
Mm-hmm.
And we always start with the negative because then we can get the positive and feel better about ourselves. And it's just more.
Yeah.
More better. So my bleak is the sand. My sand fleas that are all up my leg. They are really, really annoying. And I just feel sick that there was stuff biting me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
All of my legs. I just feel like they're all in my shirt.
Can you put that on for them?
I don't know. They're not really that it. Like they're a bit itchy. But I feel like they just keep.
Yeah.
I feel sick. That's my bleak. Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad.
Well, my bleak isn't really a bleak anymore because it was only a bleak for a day last week.
Mm.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Bobby was really, really sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
From what?
We don't know. Didn't eat all day. Didn't drink all day. And a dog needs water. Yeah. Dog needs water more than it needs food.
Oh.
Didn't eat all day. Like, wouldn't... You know what he's like when you walk into the house, like...
Jumping up and
all. Oh, like, wouldn't even look at us. Like, he wouldn't even lift his head to look at us. And it was so scary.
And just for the day, and he's fine the next day. Fresh, like.
Yeah.
I'd say it was a little bug.
Like a doggy bug. You know, when
you
feel bug. Sick,
you don't want to talk to anyone, like.
He was like, having that, like. Yeah. He just had a day off. My dad kept saying, he's just having a day off. Leave him alone.
Oh,
yeah.
The man flew, like.
Yeah.
I'd say it was that. Picked up somewhere, like, even off a human, you can get it probably.
It was really scary. And then me and Quay brought him to the park the next day, and he was absolutely baying.
Running around.
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, the usual shite.
Needs day off again.
Yeah, just needs a day off. Just one.
And your peak?
My peak of the week, I kind of have two.
Yeah.
Well, one... Yeah, well, we already kind of spoke about it, was that I got my extensions out and I'm just feeling... Oh, and I had an accidental glow up week last week.
Oh.
Got my hair done, my nails done, my eyebrows and my eyelashes all done in 1 week.
Love that.
Accidental glow up week. Yeah,
that.
Felt amazing, good. But I'm going to get them off tomorrow.
For good?
Yeah, my lashes. No, really? Not for good, just for a while. I just miss putting on eyeliner and eyeshadow.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah. Rubbing your eyes properly, like.
Yeah. And I'm going for a family meal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Big week in the fam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some good news with the Kellys. Aww. So, yeah.
Where are you going to go?
We don't know yet. Yeah, my dad mentioned one place and then someone else in the family goes, no. And then we say somewhere else and no.
So that's like mine, is that?
Yeah, no, so they're at home now, all organising it. So by the time I get home now, it'll be, yeah. Aww. So we had a good, positive week.
Cheers
for the Kellys.
Good news.
Cheers.
Remember how rad.
Oh, yeah, we
mugs.
Do. Yeah, it was a good week
currently
for the Kellys.
Cheers
week.
To that.
Yay.
Cheers to good news. My peak is that someone told me I look like David Beckham when I'm putting on my CV. He's a very handsome man.
You look like David Beckham.
Yeah. I don't care that I don't look like him. I'm still taking it to the grave.
Well, how would that, like...
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I've had some bizarre comments on my TikTok the last few days.
David Beckham?
Yeah.
Just call me Bex. Fucking Bex.
What the fuck?
Remember we were in New York and we watched that whole documentary about him?
Oh, yeah. Darling's in the street.
Oh, yeah.
That is what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
and we got Panda Express lying in bed and all. Our favourite hobby on holidays.
Starving, dying for some. Like, you know when you come off from holidays once, like, it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Or something. I don't know. My stomach isn't feeling the Mayo West after I had an omelette. It's just...
Sushi, you can always rely on
maybe
sushi.
Sushi is good, yeah.
Yeah, it's all reliable.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, thanks so much for listening.
That is us.
You can go back and listen to our bonus episode, which is a little bit more unhinged these days. They come out on Mondays?
What?
Mondays.
What? Okay, is that?
And they're called How We Drink Extra Juice, and then a main episode comes out Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays on full video, if you're waiting for the video.
Thursday is 12. A full video.
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
So if you want to see my pantaloons and my flea bites... Ew, I have fleas, basically.
You don't.
I do.
Just make sure they're not burrowed into your skin.
Oh!
No, I can't be saying that now. You'll be thinking that you do.
Okay. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. And we love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.